Morning, everybody. So this year, Mirz Hashem, we'll be going through, learning through together Hilchos Brachos. Last week we discussed the evolution of and the history of the different personalities in Psak Halacha from the Rishonim and the Poskim and the Achronim. So I'd like to learn together with you, see how that actually works, how we see these individuals, these Rishonim and Achronim, begin from the Gemara through the Rishonim and through Shulchan Aruch and Poskim, see how it comes to the Halacha, how it works out, how we comes all together. So, and I'm going to hopefully add some lumdis along the way as we learn through this. So let's begin. We're going to go with Al-Pi Seder Shulchan Aruch from Simen Reish Beis. Simen Reish Beis is the beginning of Hilchos Brachos. And we're going to go sif by sif. Hopefully we'll get at least one sif in today. Maybe we'll get even two if we have time. So the first sif of Brachos talks about the Bracha of Gafen. So the Gemara appears in the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachos, Ketzim Avarchim. It's Daf Lamed Hayman Aleph. You have it in the first Mar Makom. And the Mishnah tells us, Ketzim Avarchim Al HaPeros. The Mishnah wants to know, how are you supposed to say the proper Bracha on fruits? What's the proper Bracha? So the Mishnah tells us, Al Peros HaElan Hu Omer Bari Praetz. As we know, on fruits from the tree, we say Ha'etz. Chutz Min HaYayin Shal HaYayin Hu Omer Bari Pri HaGafen. As opposed to wine, wine's the one exception, the one drink, we say something different. One fruit, we say something different. We say HaGafen on that. So Rashi tells us what does the wine do to deserve its own special bracha. So Rashi in the top tells us, Ketzim Avarchin, Chutz Mayayin, Shemito Chashivuso, because the great chashivus in the chefts of wine, Kavolo Bracha La'atzma V'chein Apas. Since it has such a chashiv type of food, or such a type of chashiv type of drink, it deserves its own bracha. Just like pas. Pas is considered something very chashiv. The object, the food, the chefts of pas is so chashiv, it also earned its own bracha. So that's Rashi. So Rashi becomes somewhat problematic. When you look at the Gemara on Lamed Hayman Beis, you learn through the Sugya, it seems somewhat problematic. So keep Rashi in the back of your mind as we learn through the Sugya. Rashi is saying that Yain is different and unique because it's Chashiv. It's a Chefs of Chashivus. So the Gemara wants to know, this is on the bottom where I have the arrow in the brackets. The Gemara quotes from the mission of the two dots, Chutz Min HaYain. It's on the back page, double sides. So the Gemara says, Maishna Yain. What's unique about Yain? What's unique about wine that it deserves its own Bracha? So the Gemara says, Ilema mishum dishtani leluye. Perhaps it's because wine has become a better type of chefta, let's call it. It's a greater type of product. It got to the better. Ishtani lebracha. So therefore it changed from a grape to wine, and wine is more chashiv than the grape. It had a better bracha, a higher type of bracha. It went from ha'etz to ha'gafen. Gemara says, that's the case. So then harei shemen. So olive oil, ishtani leluye, below ishtani lebracha. Olive oil, which started off as an olive, and then it got to an olive oil. Olive oil is more chashiv, whatever reason that might be, but it's considered in halacha more chashiv. Yet, the bracha of olive oil doesn't change. The bracha you say on olives is ha'etz. The bracha you say of olive oil is also ha'etz. So if the klal here is, the yesod is, that whenever the food gets better, the bracha gets better. So olive oil, it's getting better. It should also have a higher bracha. But it doesn't have a higher bracha when it comes to olive oil. How do we know that olive oil remains the same bracha? So the Gemara says, Damar Rav Yehuda, Damar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Rav Yitzhak, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shemen Zayis Mivarchan Alav Borei Priyaitz. So even though it changed from an olive to olive oil and got it to a better product, the bracha remains the same. So it can't be about Ishtani Leluya. It's not about changing the product to a better product. So the Gemara says, no, you're wrong. Really, olive oil should have a higher bracha. It really is a better product. It's all about Ishtani Leluya. It's really changing a product to a better product. It's changing a grape to wine up. It's raising it, elevating it. So to olive goes to a higher level to olive oil. So why is there no unique bracha for olive oil then? So the Gemara says, for technical reasons, Amrei Hasam Mishim Dula Asher, when it comes to olive oil, it's not possible to say, there's no proper nusach to say by an olive oil. Heichin Nivar, how are you going to say a bracha when you drink olive oil? Now the Gemara later on, we're not going to do this today, the bracha, the Gemara says you really can't drink olive oil straight. It's going to be mazik a person. But when there are circumstances where a person can have olive oil mixed with the soup, and if it serves as a refuah to you, so then you would say ha'etz on that, but that's for another sugya. So in a situation where one would drink olive oil through the means of some soup, you should say a higher bracha. But you can't. What's the proper nusach to say on olive oil? Gemara asks. Again, delo efshar, heichin nivrach. What would you say in olive oil? Nivrach borei pri hazayis? You're going to say the pri of the olive, the fruit of the olive? Piri gufei zayis. The fruit is called the zayis. You can't call the fruit of a fruit. Without getting some guys ask some good kashas, I don't have a good answer for it, how to explain this. But you don't say a fruit of a fruit. That's not part of a nusach. Zayis ikri v'nivrech alei borei pri ait zayis. The Gemara says, you know what? You could say a proper bracha. You could say borei pri ait zayis. I'm having the olive oil, which is the fruit of the olive tree. What's wrong with that? It's like borei pri agafen, the fruit of the vines. So Gemara says, you're right, actually. You could say such a bracha. So that point is a very important point of the Gemara. The Gemara rejects it. Again, right now, the Gemara says you should say agafen on wine because the wine becomes elevated, so you have to have a higher bracha. Olives gets elevated to olive oil. There should be a proper bracha. Why is there not a higher level bracha? The Gemara says, you're right, there should be. So what happens at that point? Either the Gemara is going to now go off on a new answer, or the Gemara is going to try to maintain that first answer. So the Pashup Shah of the Gemara I'm going to work with right now is the Gemara completely rejects the answer. It's no longer about changing the product to a better product. It's something completely different. What's the reason why we say Bori Priya Guffin? So the Gemara says as follows. Ela Amar Bar Zutra, Chamre Zayin U Mishchalo Zayin. Wine is going to satiate a person, and olive oil will not. So now we're changing shifts here. First, we were talking about how the chefts of olive, rather chefts of grapes and wine was getting better. Now we're shifting gears to how it affects the gavra now, the person. I'm going to be zon, I'm going to be satisfied, I'm going to be satiated. Grape satiates me, so therefore it deserves a better bracha. Olive oil does not satiate me, it does not deserve a better bracha. The Gemara goes on to say, what do you mean? You have other things that satiate. So we're going to change things around. I'm not going to go through the whole Gemara right now. But the Gemara concludes all the way at the end is, you know why wine has a better bracha? Not because it zon me, not because it fills me up. Rather because the Gemara says, quotes the pasuk here, v'yayin yisamach lev av enosh, v'lechem lev av enosh yisa, because wine makes me happy. Yain makes the gavra happy, makes me happy, brings me simcha. And that's why agafen, that's why wine deserves its own bracha of agafen. So again, the beginning of the Gemara was telling us it's because you made it a better product. You took the grapes and you made the grapes into wine, a better product. As if about the chefza, very important. The chefza, the object, is a better product. Now the Gemara says nothing to do with the object anymore, nothing to do with the grapes. Rather, it has to do with how it affects the individual, the gavra, bringing simcha to me. So that's Pashup Shah, that's all about bringing simcha. So if it's all about bringing simcha, not about the chefza of the grapes, so you look back at Rashi, what's the kasha in Rashi? Rashi says on the Mishnah, "Shemitoch chashivuso kavula brach lasma." What's that telling us? When Rashi says that, "Mitoch chashivuso," what's pshat chashivuso? The chefza. The chefza is a chashiv chefza. Nothing to do with how it affects me, how it brings me simcha. So how's Rashi working within the Hava Mina?
Even the chashivus of the chefza is because of how we look at it. So this is how we feel from it. Why is that still not on the chefza?
So some answer that way. There are a few answers. Some say that thing closes Yom Tov rights. No, it's chashiv because it brings me simcha. Therefore, the chefza is chashiv. Very good. Others say, no, Rashi's working in the Hava Mina only. The Hava Mina was all about the chefza was chashiv, but the Gemara changed gears. But he was working with the Hava Mina. He didn't want to give the answer away. They want to ruin the punchline. So he's working with the Hava Mina that's about chashivas, about ishtani le'aluye, but then it gets rejected. It's all about simcha. But then Tziv says very differently. Then Tziv says, even within the Gemara, remember we had that point where the Gemara says, if it gets to a better food, a better product, it should be a better bracha. Shem and Zayis also, it's getting to a better food, it should have a better bracha. And the Gemara ends up saying, you're right, that's the Iker one. If you look in the Tziv, the Iker reason why Hagafen, wine gets its own Hagafen, the Iker reason is because of Chashivas. And the only reason why the Gemara went into the discussion of Simcha was to explain why olive oil does not have its own bracha. But really, any time a product goes to a better product, from grapes to wine, it deserves a higher level bracha. What about olive oil? No, because there's a second reason that wine also has Simcha. Olive oil doesn't have Simcha, so therefore it's thrown out. But the Iker reason for it is all about the chashivas. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. It's all about chashivas. So just conceptually, is it about the chefza of the wine being a better product, or is it about the simcha, the gavra, how much simcha the gavra gets? The chefza, gavra, chakira. So that's going to be very, very important for understanding the following discussion now. So we all know when you drink wine, you say bari priya gafen. So what about yain mavushu? Let's say you have cooked wine, which is very, very common, of course. When you buy the kedem bottles of wine, so the klal is to know whether it's mavush or not mavushal is if they're the wide bottles, then it's mavush, and the skinny bottles are mavushal. That's the klal to know. But it's the same exact, it tastes the same. None of us could probably tell the difference unless you're a real wine connoisseur. You really can't tell the difference between mavush or not mavushal. But the reason why it's important to know whether it's mavush or not is not to do with the bracha, because you say agafen in both, but it has to do with if a goy were to touch it. If it's a mavushal, it's not going to be a problem. If it would be ain't a mavushal, it would be a problem. Gemara's in Vodazara. And number two is, based on the Rambam, in the Sugi and Baba Basra, when you use wine for Kiddush, you're supposed to use whatever wine was used on the Mizbeach is used for Kiddush. So one of the things that are possible, one of the wines that's possible for to be used in the Mizbeach is Yain Mavushel may not be used on the Mizbeach. So according to the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure Sfarim or Makbid on this or not, they don't use Yain Mavushel for Kiddush because it's possible for the Mizbeach. Most are not Makbid on this, but there is such a Chumra. I know Briskers are Makbid on this Rambam. They're very Makbid to have Einim Mavushel wine. So if you want to know from the Kedem wines, the wide bottles are Einim Mavushel, and the skinny ones are Mavushel. But that's a Chumra, whether you have to have Mavushel or not Mavushel or not.
Because you have the large glass and the plastic. The plastic are Mavushal. The plastic is Mavushal. On the Kedem bottles, grape juice is plastic. Glass is not Mavushal. Glass is Mavushal. For the grape juice.
Now, that might not be such an issue with grape juice because there's another discussion of whether pasteurization, which is some type of boiling, might also qualify for mevushel. So even in the plastic, but you said plastic is not mevushel?
Is mevushel.
So the glass is not mevushel. I think Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes that pasteurization, which the grape juice goes through, does qualify as mevushel. So according to him, it wouldn't be a problem either way. Others don't think it qualifies, but that's another discussion. That's for Sfardim, how much water you could put in. Okay, so now let's go through the discussion. Now, we all know that on wine and grape juice, you're supposed to say Hagafen. And even on, by the way, grape juice, let's say you, Rav Shecht always talks about, let's say a person gets stuck along the way, he's going up to the country for Shabbos, and he realizes he's stuck in traffic and can't make it. So you pull over to the closest motel, you go to the closest grocery store, you buy some grapes, and you squeeze the grapes, and that's your grape juice. You could say Hagafen on freshly squeezed grapes. It's a Gemara in Bavasa. That's all you have to do. You don't have to go buy special grape juice. You take grapes, you squeeze it, and you say Hagafen on that. So that's the clout. When it comes to grape juice and wine, you could certainly say Hagafen. What happens when you cook the wine? Is that going to change anything? So Tosos and Bavasa, Daf Tzad, design him off the bottom here. He brings a raya from the Yushalmi. Tosas all the way in the bottom here. He quotes a raya from the Yushalmi that says, the Yushalmi appears in Shkalim, it appears also in Arvi Pesachim. The Yain Gamorhu, that Yain Mavushel he's talking about, it's considered a full-fledged wine, even though it's cooked. How does he know? Because the Yushalmi says, the Amar Hasam Arba Koses Shamru Yosim B'Yain Mavushel. The Yushalmi says explicitly that one may use a cooked wine for the Dal Kosos, for the mitzvah of Dal Kosos on Leil Seder. Alma, we see from here that Makadshin. Because the Arba Kosos is a din in Kiddush also. We just say Kiddush four times, which is a whole other discussion. There's a brisker rav about the nature of Dal Kosos, whether it's really a din in Kiddush or not a din in Kiddush. But Tosos assumes that Arba Kosos is basically Kiddush four times over. So if you use them for Arba Kosos, you could certainly use them for your Kiddush. So Yayim Avushal, according to Yushalmi, may be used for Yayim.
There's one Kiddush for sure.
Correct.
So you're doing
it
right,
there's what
Tosas holds about
true.
That.
True, once
case.
You have one.
What is it saying? There's one Kiddush, so this. Use it, that's all.
True, fair enough. So you see, you could be Yotzei Dal Kosas with Yayim Mavushel, so certainly you could be Yotzei Kiddush as well. Then he says, Udelo Kepesh Rashi Verarash. This is not like those Rishonim. Shekosu de Yayim Mavushel Mevarchan Alav Shehakol, they say. Cooked wine, you actually say a Shehakol on it. Why? Dishtani Ligriuso Vein Harchan. It gets to a worse type of wine. Now, this is very important, by the way, that Rashi quotes the Svar of Yishtani the Gerusa, that he's talking about the product is becoming less of a product. It's becoming worse now. Because Rashi, remember, was all about the Chefza, not so much about the Simcha. He's more about the Chefza of Yishtani Le'aluya. Even Limaskana, when the Gemara used the words of Simcha, Rashi was still working about the Chashivas, how great the Chefza, how great the product was. So it's very important. Rashi is the one who says when you cook it, it actually downgrades. The product is getting worse, and it goes down to a Shehakol. So that's the opinion of Tosas versus the Rush. What bracha you say? Now, things become a lot clearer when you look at the Rush now. You go to the Rush now, in the back of Bava Basra. The Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam first. Rabbeinu Tam says, just like Tosas says, you say Hagafen on Yain Mavushel. On cooked wine, you say Hagafen. And he says, but what about Afagav, Damar Gavish Shlakos? When it comes to cooked vegetables, we say Ishtane, the bracha gets downgraded. You take a vegetable and you bake it, you cook it, you say Shakel. He says that's only because certain types of vegetables, Ishtane li Gryusa, certain vegetables get worse when you cook it. So, you, I don't know, pick a vegetable when it gets worse when you cook it. What's a good example?
Spinach.
Tomato, I like grilled tomatoes. What's a good vegetable when it's good raw but bad? Right, you could use the beer at the beets. That's right, spinach. To beets, a beets. That's nice. So spinach. Beets? No, beets are better cooked. I don't know. My wife likes beets. I don't know. I don't eat beets. Okay, so corn. No, corn. You can't eat it. Oh, it's only cooked. It's only edible when it's cooked. So whatever these examples are, vegetables that are only good when they're raw. Lettuce is great. Lettuce. There you go. So lettuce is adama when you eat it raw, but when you cook it, it gets worse, and you say a shahako if you were to cook lettuce, because it gets worse. But when it comes to wine, says Rabbeinu Tam, it actually gets better. It gets better when you cook wine. So wait a second. We said before that Rashi was saying when you cook wine, it gets worse. Rabbeinu Tam says when you cook wine, it gets better. So this can't be a machlokas and metzias here. We'll just ask people, what is it getting better or is it getting worse? Huh? On the gaver, what do you mean?
One would say it's better, one would say it's less.
We have to make a decision, so we can't have some people saying this bracha and some people saying that bracha. Let's take a...
It's not exactly mechlok metziyut, because al tam v'avrecha ma'yivakech.
No, but when it comes to brachas, we have to have a klal across the board. I can't be saying agafen, you saying shahako on the same drink. So let's take a census. Let's find out. Take a census, see what most people like, whether they like it better cooked or not cooked. So that can't be the machlokas, then, whether it's metziyus.
In general,
it has to be synthesized because mevashel is stronger.
Ah, so exactly. The Rush is going to say later on. So let's see this in the Rush. The Rush says, continues to say that, let's go through some rayas actually. We're going to get to your point, Ari, which is a great point. He wants to bring proofs. How do I know that cooking wine actually becomes better? That's what he's trying to prove. So he quotes a Mishnah in Trumos, and the Mishnah tells us that ein mevashen gayin shel truma. Let's say I have, in a deraisa level, there are three types of food that are chayv in truma and maisa on a deraisa level. Anyone know the three? Exactly. Degancha is what?
Five grains.
Tiroshka is wine, and tzarcha is olive oil. On a deraisa level, those are the only three things that are chayv to take truma and maisa on a derabban level. Rashi says, you know what? Even actually kol peros, all fruit are also included. But Rambam says only those three. Okay? So a person has now wine. Everybody agrees wine is chayv mideraisa and truma. So I separated wine to give to my kohen, and I have wine marked off for the kohen. So the Mishnah says, if I have this wine in my property, ein mevashin yayin shel truma, I'm not allowed to boil, I cannot cook this wine of truma, mipnei shema mito, because when I cook it, when I boil it up, some of it's going to evaporate, I'm going to be ma'id, I'm going to lose some of my wine. I'm decreasing the amount of wine. You can't be mafsid truma, it's usher to ruin truma, to get rid of truma, so I can't boil it. That's according to the Tanna Kamma. But Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to cook wine. Mipnei shemashbicha, because cooking wine makes it better. It's a mefurish Mishnah. And the Rush says, even the Tanna Kamma agrees cooking wine makes it better. It's just he's concerned with the quantity. Quality is going to get better from cooking it. But the quantity, he's concerned you can't be mafsid the amount of it. But what wine does in general, it actually makes, cooking actually makes wine better. So everybody agrees cooking makes wine better. It's just a side machlokas, is it better to make better quality at the expense of the quantity? Or no, you have to be concerned with the quantity as well, so therefore better to keep the wine raw. But when it comes to, in general, cooking actually makes wine better. So this is a great raya that the Rush says from the Masechet Shmos that cooking wine makes it better. So he ends up saying that wine, everybody agrees that cooking wine makes the wine stronger, more potent, and the alcohol is going to affect you a lot more. So therefore it's a better, it's nishtane la'aluya, it's making it better. So now, how do we have a machlokas metzias here? Again, Rabbeinu Tam proved to us that cooking wine makes the wine better. Rashi said cooking wine makes the wine worse. So which one is it? Is it making it worse or is it making it better? Any suggestions how to explain that machlokas?
Different types of wine.
Can you say that one more time?
Sure. So there's a machlokas again, a clear machlokas, Rashi versus the Rush. When you cook wine, does the wine get better? The Rush says the wine gets better from cooking it, and Rashi says cooking wine makes the wine worse.
It's really a question on Rashi and how he could go against his chumas.
No, it's one is going according to the Heftza and one's better. Going according to Samech Ha'alev.
Exactly.
Rashi's saying that the Heftza gets worse when you cook it, but the Rush here is saying that it's more Samech Ha'alev. It's stronger, it's more potent, it's making you happier.
Exactly. So let's say it's beautiful. So Rashi l'shitaso. Rashi we learned in Maseches Brachos, it's all about changing the product. So now I have this grape, and I make it into wine now, I made a better product. But once I cook it, I'm ruining the product. It's not in the natural form. Everybody agrees, let's explain, everybody agrees I cannot use cooked wine for the Mizbeach. Why not? So the Rush tells us all at the end that it's actually, you can't use it because nishtana mibriyasa, you change from the original form. You change the product. You've degraded the product by cooking it. It's not roy for the mizbech anymore.
Why does change mean degrading?
Correct. So that's a good kasha. So it's about when you want something to be, you're being mishabech Hashem. So the second you put your own man-made effect to it, you're ruining the product. It's no longer bori pri hagafen.
So they just bring grapes.
Just bring grapes?
I'm saying you've already changed it. It's already a changed product.
Yeah, it's a changed product, but it's not. It's different. When you squeeze it out, it's not a chemical transformation as opposed to cooking it.
How about bread?
You're baking it.
Bread. So bread is a great point. Bread is a completely different discussion. Bread from beginning to start, that's the way it's made. And that's why Soloveitchik said, the only bracha, why don't we say benching on any other food? Why dafka bread? Because the way bread is made is you're supposed to put everything from the beginning, from the planting, the plowing, and everything, to the final. It's all man-made. As opposed to all the other fruits, are supposed to be very little man involvement. So once you put a little bit of the cooking aspect into the grapes, you're degrading the product. Now, the effects might be a great effect to the simcha, to the gavra. So according to the Rashi, it's all about the product. We want this product to be meshabach Hashem, and the grapes and the wines being in the initial form. That's what the Rush himself says. The Rush himself, again, the Rush is working with, he thinks cooking makes it better. But he agrees, even though it's a better product, he agrees you can't use it for the mizbeach. Why not? If it's really making it better. So he himself agrees, because since it's changed its form, nishtana mibriyusa, it's not good for the mizbeach.
So maybe that's just after the mizbeach. Maybe about the mizbeach, it has to be close to the
Rosh. That's the Rosh says, but Rashi doesn't say that way. The more you focus on the chefza, so then if you even think, certainly mizbeach is about the chefza, you're not being masameach the mizbeach in any way.
Even within the chefza, right? If it's, in other words, maybe bedafka by mizbeach, there's an inyan that it has to be close to its bria. And that's the only reason. But really, the chefetz itself is a better chefetz. Yeah, I could cook yain, might be a better chefetz in and of itself. Mizbech might be another reason, but that, you know, bechlal, that it has to be close to the bria. Moving further from the bria doesn't necessarily mean garua. It might be improved, it might not be. Could be this way or that way. Maybe mizbech has a separate reason altogether.
So it's a very good point. So then the question is, what's the difference between the Rashi and the Rush, whether it's making it better or making it worse? Right. So you could talk with Tzarchin, or you could say what I'm suggesting, that
there's no sources for a lot of the assumptions. There's no sources that, in fact, it makes it better because it makes it more potent. Actually, who says it makes it better?
The Rush says that. The Rush says it.
That?
Later down, he says the Karach, the Chizik, is stronger. Which line is this?
It might give the coin a headache.
Yeah, no, he says that. It's around 8 lines up in the Rush. Lefisha Machmas Chosko Koevlo Barosho. Becomes much stronger. The Rush says this.
So that's what's called improving it? When people say that it improves it.
Yeah.
How do you know that's what it means?
How else do you explain it? Yeah, how else do you explain that? You have the Rush that said, the Mishnah says it makes it, Mashbichel, makes it better, and the Rush is explaining because it's stronger. Now, some people might be affected negatively.
The Rush, but it's only important here in the context of being a bad thing. Someone say in the context of being a...
No, the Rush says sometimes it's good for people, sometimes it's bad for people. But that's the effect of cooking. It makes it stronger. The simcha, sometimes the simcha is too much for a person. Right. Yain's good, but if it's too much, it's going to make you drunk, and it won't be good anymore.
Makes it is considered a bad thing outside of the context of
the product is now degraded by you changing the form. It's no longer in the natural form anymore. It's a worse type of product. The effect it has on the gavra will be a greater effect, though.
Is there a consensus that the product? It's, I think that the issue here is not the impact of the product, but the value of the product.
Right.
So is there a consensus that the value in general of wine is better before it's cooked? I would think that's sure.
That's the
same. Any regular person would say, would you rather cook wine? They'd be like, why would I cook wine for?
Right.
So maybe it's just common knowledge that Rashi is talking about, where regularly developed wine that is not altered by the cooking process is a better product that is valued higher. Than a cooked product, even though the cooked product can make you has a great impact.
It could be just a common sense.
Right. That's what they're referring to.
Right.
If you ask a wine expert,
if you go today to anybody, they would say the same thing.
It's true. Any wine connoisseur will tell you
that it's a sin to cook wine.
The difference in pricing, just in the elements.
Yeah. It's more expensive.
Right.
It's obvious to anyone in wine that, of course you don't cook it. But the chiddush is the impact, not the value.
Right.
The chiddush is the other way. I got cooking you. The wine would still have any value only because it has the impact.
Right. So according to that general sentence that most wine connoisseurs, I guess all wine connoisseurs will only want uncooked wine, tells you it certainly will degrade the product of it. So Rashi now...
The flavor, the taste, the power. You want a stronger wine. If you're looking for better quality wine, you're going to want something that's not cooked.
The problem is that the mission seems to take it for granted that it's better.
Because it's coming from Medin, the Samche Alev.
You definitely have to be careful. If you have a simcha, let's say you have a simcha, and you really go for the top kosher wine, you have to be very careful because it's all non-mavushim.
Right.
So you have to, you can't let the hotel staff touch it. You have to be extremely careful because it's all non-mavushim. So it makes sense, at least, I mean, on a straight economic formula, the most valuable wine is not.
So there you have it. So Rashi makes the most sense that he says by cooking it really worsens the wine, makes it weak, and therefore it's a worse product. And he's lishitaso. That's why cooked wine is a worse product than you say a shakal. But according to the Russian Rabbeinu Tam, we're working with the Simcha, the Pashup Shad, the Maskana of the Gemara, it's about what brings Simcha to you. So apparently this is the Rush assumption, not my assumption, that it, when you cook it, it actually makes it stronger, more potent, and the Simcha will bring you will be even greater. And therefore you'd say, Ha-Agafen, on cooked wine. Fine. So that's the Machlokas we find in the Rishonim, how to explain this, whether Yayim Mavusha, you say...
consistent with their Shitas in Bracha Rishonim beforehand, that it's always just about the amount of Simcha or pleasure that you take from it originally?
We don't have that much about what they say in other areas like this, but to me, it seems Rashi is very much the Shitaso.
Can you argue that Simcha comes from better taste, that like a better tasting thing is...
It could be, but I think the way the post can understand it, it's all about...
About the...
We'll get the grape juice, how grape juice works, because grape... Because grape juice is, it also it's enjoyable. We say agafen, but there's no simcha there. So as we'll see, hopefully we'll have time for this, they talk about it's because grape juice has the potential to become fermented and alcoholic. That's why. And they get to discussion, nowadays our grape juice, if you let it sit, it will not. Pasteurized grape juice cannot. So that's machlokas poskim. So we can discuss, let's discuss that now. Let's discuss, since we brought it up.
Wait,
yeah.
No,
what?
It seems like grape juice has no chance, because on the value side it's not there. Right, it's $1.50 in the supermarket,
right?
And, or $2.50, or $5 if you're from any particular supermarket. Or it's and in terms of simcha, it's orange juice, which is with grape flavor.
Right,
if you lose on both sides of that.
Right, so let's talk about grape juice then.
But what about a grape? Grape
has the same potential. But it's not a drink, though. It's not a drink yet.
Can't drink it.
So let's jump for a second. I know I like to go in order, Shulchan Aruch and Mishabur, but let's just, since it's on our minds now, let's jump to where I quoted from the Dirshu ones, where he quotes from the Poskim. I don't have page numbers here. I apologize. The Dirshu looks like this page, where the Dirshu Mishabur quotes all the Poskim, the contemporary Poskim. I circled the number 3. Keep going a little bit more. Check both sides. There you go.
Page 10.
Page 10. Oh, you numbered them. Okay.
A lot of pages.
So, the Dirshu quotes from number 3. He says that Af shemitz anavim einu mesameach, grape juice doesn't bring simcha. And if simcha is the real reason, that's a pasha pshat. It's all about simcha. So why would you say hagafen? Mikamakom birchasa bari pri hagafen, he writes, ukmevur b'shechan arach. And it quotes in the Rishon Zalman Arbach, Shekeven Shuroi Lios Yain, since if you let the grape juice just ferment, it's going to become wine, Lechach Dino Kayain, as long as the potential exists. You don't need actual simcha, but the potential is enough. So then your question was the next paragraph, Mit Anavim Shav or Bishel or Pister, that it went through cooking or some type of pasteurization, and Vishuv Eno Yachel Lava Lide Tasisa, can no longer ferment anymore. So now the grape juice that we buy, it cannot become wine. And if you let it sit out, it's going to be bad. It won't turn into wine. So Kasev Rosh Hashanah Arbach, Shemikol Makom Nech Shavla Yain, it's still considered wine, and you still say Agafen, Mishum Shekvar Chal Alav Shem Yain Kishaniska, because initially when it was squeezed, remember we spoke about before, when you squeeze freshly squeezed grape juice, and you have it out, you say Agafen. That's not wine yet, because the potential exists. So once it had that potential to be wine, even though it went through some form of pasteurization, we still retained its bracha of yain. V'nishar lav shem zeh, that chalos shem of being yain always exists. Kevin shagam achshav hu roi lishtia. Since you're able to drink it still, even though it can't ferment anymore, that's still enough for Rosh Hashanah to say a bracha.
Why wouldn't you apply the Rush's first question of ishtani v'shtani l'gerusa by the...
The Rush holds the shani l'aluya. He thinks it makes it better.
Yes, from Shilki, that it should be that these... Once they're ishtani the gerusa, that's why you've changed the bracha. So this is, once you pasteurize it, and it can no longer become wine, then it's a shtana gerusa.
Right, so his explanation is, when it comes to the vegetables, it's because it loses its flavor. Grape juice doesn't lose its flavor. It still tastes the same before and after. It loses the ability to be ferment, but that's not anything that's really noticeable right now, at least.
Just preventing something else.
Right. So that's how Rosh Hashanah Zalman Paskin, that's how Chuvas Minchas Yitzchak writes. But if you jump to the next paragraph now, Meidach. From the other side, though, when talking about pasteurized grape juice, Das Rav Yosef Shalmel Yashuv, he writes in a few places, or it's probably in his name in a few places, Shemit anavim she'eno yochel lavo lidei tisisa. If grape juice cannot ferment anymore, the brichas shakel, he paskins to say shakel on our grape juice. All our grape juices, he would say to say shakel. Rakim yimezagenu b'chelek efein, without another point there, but he paskins to say shakel on our grape juice. Now, we don't paskin this way. If one wants to be machmir, not to use grape juice, there's certainly room to, but no one ever say, now, I don't think anyone, most poskim would not say to say shakel on them, but one might want to be machmir to use wine for all the brachas of Kiddush, just to be yotzei the shita Rav Yashiv. If one doesn't want to, then you certainly can rely on Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Minchas Yitzchak, but that's the whole progression of discussion. So again, they're assuming, though, the poskim all assume it's all about simcha. Not about chashivas anymore. That interesting lumdus we had with Rashi and the chashivas, that's very nice. But all the posts can point out that it should really be about simcha, like the Gemara's Pashup Shadis. So if it's about simcha, grape juice, which is now pasteurized, cannot become fermented anymore, and it's not going to have any simcha to us, still Rosh Hashanah Zalman Paskin, once it had the ability at some point in time to bring simcha, even though now it can't anymore, that's enough to say Hagafen.
In the world of Rosh Hashanah Zalman, would he agree that wine is still preferable, all things being equal?
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't remember. I'm not sure. It's probably likely, but I don't want to say for sure.
The Yotzei Oshitas, though, if one had grape juice, one enjoys grape juice, you put one third wine into the grape juice, and you go to the...
Correct, exactly. If you mix and match the proper ratio, you could still say Hagafen, and if you have some wine and some grape juice, according to even Rav Yashiv, exactly. That's what he says in there. Now let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch now, just to see the whole development of the halacha, how we saw it. The Shulchan Aruch paskins Simin Reish Bey Sif Aleph. I'll call Paris Ailan. Mivarech B'tchila Borei Priya Eitz Chutz Me'ayayin. As we saw in the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Mechaber paskins, that you say Ha'eitz in all fruits except for wine. We're going back now. And wine, Shemivarech Allah Borei Priya Gafen, but wine you say Ha'gafen, as we know. Bein Chai, Bein Mevushel, whether it's raw, uncooked wine, whether it's cooked wine. Bein Shu'asai Konditin, whether you make it some other combination, which is Hainu Shinosin Bo Dvash Pilpulin, some type of spices and honey. A lot of the wines we have nowadays are mixed together with some other flavors. So that would also be Ha'gafen. Now sometimes you'll see on the Kedem bottles, they'll say naturally sweet. Naturally sweet means it doesn't have any of these added spices. So as I mentioned before, the Rambam says only things you could use for the Mizbeach are supposed to be used for Kiddush. So we don't hold like that lahalacha, but one who wants to be machmir can try to get naturally sweet wine to avoid the Rambam. Because if you add any honey or any other fruit flavors, it's possible for the Mizbeach. So the Rambam says that would be possible for Kiddush also. So if you want to be machmir, it tastes the same. If you try naturally sweet versus non-naturally sweet, it really tastes the same. At least I don't tell a difference. So you at least you'd be yotzei and added chumr if you want of the Rambam of having unflavored wine. So that's where the Shulchan Aruch paskins. We're not going to read the Rambam right now, though. So now look at the Mishnah Berurah. It becomes very interesting how I mentioned last week that there's two different halachim in learning, general ways of learning. There's the lamdish way and then there's the halacha way. And within those worlds, there are many different ways as well. There are tons of ways to give a lum to shashir. But sometimes when you learn the lum this through, it doesn't always match up to the way it comes down the halacha. It's a very different way to look at the sugya. So just reading through the Mishnah Berurah here, it's funny. You see the language that we were talking about, but he kind of conflates both svaras together. So you look at the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom here. Sifkat and Aleph, sorry for sending people back and forth here. It looks like this page. It starts Simin Reish Beis. So the Mishnah Berurah writes on the bottom here, Sifkat and Aleph, Peirus HaIlan. When it comes to fruits on trees, bein mishivas haminim, bein she'inim mishivas haminim, whether they come from the shivas haminim, whether it doesn't, all fruit across the board always get ha'itz. Chutz me'ayayin, with the exception of wine, mipnei shu so'in ha'levu misamcho, because it fills a person up and it brings simcha, like the pashup shat, the maskana of the Gemara. Therefore, kavalo bracha b'fnatmo, it deserves its own bracha. But now, if you look at the Be'er Halacha, which is also written by the Mishnah Berurah, he says, pri ha'itz, even though it grew from the ground, they didn't want to be make people say the same bracha. Kishar peros haaretz, like other fruits, mitoch shem chashuvim beyosim, because they're more chashuv. So in the Mishnah Berurah he talks about simcha, and in the Berurah he talks about the chashivas and the chefza. So
fruits, right?
What?
He's talking about fruits compared to vegetables, right? In the Berurah.
No, he's talking about wine.
Peros ilm barach betchila bar priya eitz.
Correct.
Chutz min ayayin. So the bar priya eitz, that's the Berurah halacha. Afagav yigdul min aretz.
Right.
And therefore, maybe it should be a bar priya dama. Fruits, regular fruits.
No, look, look, look. Lo ratu lefatim bebirchas priya aretz kishar peros aretz. Mitoch shehem chashuvim biyoser.
What's chashuvim biyoser? Apples.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. Yeah. Correct. You're right. So he explained priya eitz. Very good. So it's not, he's not conflating the two issues. Very good. He's explaining why vegetables have its own bracha, not the same. Why fruit have the same bracha, not as vegetables. Very good. But if you continue back in the Mishnah Berurah now, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says now you go to Sif Katan Gimel. Bari Priya Gafin, he writes, Vafilu zov me'atmo me'hanovim bli dricha. Just as we said before, if grapes are starting to, the juices are starting to spill out and flow out of the grapes, that would also require hagafen. Even though you didn't press them, you didn't squeeze them, even those little juices would require hagafen. Vim ta uverich al hayayin bori praeitz. If let's say you said the wrong bracha, you said aetz, look later on for a discussion we'll get to in Siman Reish Ches. Then Sif Katan Dalet, he writes, Bein Mevushal. We said we paskin that even if it's cooked wine, one would say hagafen. Dal yedei habishul, through cooking, ein mishtan hayayin likriyusa, it doesn't get degraded by cooking. It still retained its same status. Vein chilak bein imbishul yayin gufo, whether you cooked when it was wine, you took the wine and you cooked it, o shibishul hanavim, or you cooked it when there were grapes first, or atzimukim, or when there were raisins, kedei lasus mehen yayin, in order to make them wine. Meaning it doesn't make a difference when you cook them. I don't know how they make these wines, whether it's cooked as grapes, or the cooked ones, they're wine. But either way, no matter what the procedure is, either way, as long as it's wine at the end of the day, one would say hagafen on that.
Well, if the whole idea is about taking grapes and that it has the potentiality to be fermented and be mesameach halev, what about other fruits that you can ferment those other juices and make?
It would not qualify. Only wine.
It's only because of its connection to the mizbeah.
I don't know how other fruits work in terms of fermentation process. Do other fruits are able to do? Could do that with other fruits and make them into some type of alcoholic
apples.
Barley apples? Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Okay.
We used to go to a friend and do the wines of the givas gacha.
Mm-hmm.